glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise His name. Yeah, Lisa, you may be seated. Lisa's going to come and share some announcements with us.
Hello. Okay. Well, I just sense that God just ushered in the angels.
Amen.
the Lord is here with us.
Amen.
Good morning online. Good morning here in the house of Living Well, the house of God. Yes. We just thank you for being with us today. We're so glad to see your faces here. And if we can't see you, we know you're with us in spirit. We have a special date coming up 2 weeks from now. Yep. Can you guess 2 weeks? What's coming up? Yes! How'd you know? Celebrate Family Day at Lowell Park.
Yes.
We have a treasure hunt, and there's some money involved. So we like a little cha-ching in the pocket. You can take me out if you win. I'm happy to receive that blessing. There's canoeing you can sign up for. There's a bike ride and a carry-in picnic. So please join us on the 5th of September, and it's in the bulletin. We want to thank you for your continuing contributions. That's easy for me to say. And we have a box back there. You're welcome to put your contribution in there, and we're very blessed that you're helping out with God's work.
Yes.
Then September 11th, there is a wonderful special day coming up, and there is baptisms that day. There's a dedication of the community room, the building, that day. It's going to be a very, very special moment. So we hope that you all join us and think ahead on that and maybe invite some friends and family. And I do challenge you next week to please invite friends, your neighbors. I'm asking personally, and I hope you'll ask with me, that the Lord will highlight some people in your neighborhood, in your workplace, in your path, to invite, because next week's on hatred, and boy, are we not struggling with that right now in the world and around, you know, even as Christians. So here you go. Ready?
Thank you, Lisa. September 11th is also our 11th anniversary as a church, so we want to celebrate together. And I know that putting a offering box in the back there is throwing a couple of you off, and I want you to know that's okay. That's fine. If you could, though, just remember that because the offering box is back there, at least for now, for a few weeks yet, that means the plates or the baskets won't be coming by you, okay? So you'll have to go to the box to contribute, and if you could do that prior to the end of the service would be amazing. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Let's say that together. On our feet. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's do that again. On our feet.
Praise the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures for all generations. There you go.
You are not alone if you are lonely. When you feel afraid, you're not the only. We are all the same in need of mercy to be forgiven and be free. It's all you got to lean on, but thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. If you're rich or poor, well, it don't matter. Weak or strong, you know, love is what we're after. We're all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and fall. And He so loved the world, He sent His Son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Said amen.
There you go.
Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, who are torn apart.
Blessed are the persecuted and the pure in heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another start. For this is the kingdom of God. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen.
Listen to that. Woo!
Give thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Thanks to the Lord, for His love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen.
Let me hear you. Amen.
Amen.
Woo. Yeah. Praise the Lord. All right.
Skies, mercy, and rain down your cleansing flood. Healing waters rise around us. Hear our cries, Lord. Let them rise. It is your kindness, Lord, that leads us to repentance. Your favor, Lord, is our desire.
Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise His name.
Sins far away, rising here. justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
We thank you today that we have your word on this, that you are coming again, that we have your word on the fact that our salvation has been paid for by your blood. We thank you that we have your word on who is Lord. We thank you, God, that even though culture and voices all around us, Lord, may say different, our God, you, Lord, are from everlasting to everlasting. And we find this morning our strength, our peace, our hope, and our trust in you. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of us placing our hope and trust solely in you today. Generations come and go, nations rise and fall, but the name of the Lord remains forever. And today, Lord, that is where we stand. We stand with you. We stand for you. You stand in us. And Lord, we thank you that what you are doing in our lives is far beyond what we could do with our own strength. We thank you, Lord, that we are able today to stand and just give you praise with our whole bodies. We thank you, Lord, that today we can share in the privilege of being the body of Christ, your body here on earth. Use our hands, use our feet, use our arms, our legs. Every part of us, Lord, I pray, will be effective for you. We thank you, Lord, for utilizing your body when we were lost in sin. We thank you, Lord, that someone came to us and shared the glorious message of salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that whoever that was for each of us counted it a priority to make sure that we knew that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain, to make sure that we would make it all the way home to live forever and ever with our Creator God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, it is with great joy that we are here worshiping this morning. And it is also accompanied, Lord, with a great sense of responsibility that, Lord, those who are within our circle of influence, Lord, we have the privilege of sharing the hope of Jesus. Hope and healing in every area of life. We believe it, Lord, because we've experienced it. It's real, and we thank you for what you're doing in our lives today. Help us pass it on. Help us be good stewards of the resources you've given us. Help us be good stewards of the time you've given us. None of us know how long we'll be here, but Lord, help us till our dying breath give you praise and glory, and just pass it on and keep passing it on. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Wow. Isn't God good? Praise His name. Thank you so much for being here this morning, sharing in the good news. Oh, God is good.
Before using Jesus as an example in our lives, when people are going through a living hell, this is what it could be like. Cheryl!
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, did you hear about John? He was in an accident and his right side isn't working at all.
I heard that he is not, like, talking to anybody right now. Like,
yeah. I don't even know what's going on with that.
You guys are so close as friends. I mean, I would think he'd be talking to you.
Well, he's got my number. He can call me if he needs me.
Well, I heard he's getting a big settlement, so, like, he should be all right.
Yeah, that'll help pay for his expenses and stuff.
Make me happy.
I mean, you know. You want to go out for some coffee? Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Man, have you been around Steve lately?
He's kind of dragging me down. He's kind of a bummer lately.
Yeah, I don't know what's up. I think he needs to put his big boy pants on.
I think he does.
He just needs to suck it up a little bit.
Yeah, guys should suck it up. Be kind of strong, you know?
Yep.
I know he's been depressed, but gee whiz.
Mm-hmm.
Just suck it up.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hey.
Didn't I just see you somewhere?
I think so. Maybe just a minute ago?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's where I saw you.
Yeah.
Have you heard about Lynette losing her job as an investment banker?
Yeah, I mean, she made pretty good money. I'm sure she probably sacks them away.
Well, she's acting like the whole world's falling down. I guess maybe her house is in jeopardy, and it's like, come on, she can work anywhere.
Right? Well, that's why you plan for those kind of things,
just
right?
Get over it.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Well, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey.
Man, I tell you, have you seen Jason lately?
Oh, Freaky Jason? No, I haven't.
You've been the kind of MIA lately.
Well, I think he's back up to his old tricks. Fell off the wagon again, I think.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. You know, that whole drinking thing, I don't know about that.
I don't get it. He falls so hard. I don't get it.
You know, I think people, it's all in their heads. I know people that can drink. They're just fine.
They should be stronger. Yep.
Yeah, they just...
Oh, yeah. Don't let it affect them.
Yep.
Now, that's pretty harsh, but with Jesus and meeting him at the well and being influenced by his loving kindness, things could look a little more like this.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Hi, Cheryl. I don't know if you heard about the accident, but it's been a rough couple months.
I did. Is there anything that we can do for you?
I don't know who I am. My whole right side, I haven't been able to, you know, just eating is like a major chore, signing anything. My arm doesn't work. My leg's not working right. So I don't know. I mean, just thank you if you could pray for me.
Well,
it'd mean a lot.
Definitely, we'll be praying for you. Hey, we're starting a new Bible study on Sunday. Can I pick you up? I mean, would
That'd
you like
awesome.
To go with
I
us?
I can't even drive lately, so thank All right. you. They took my license away, so I can't drive.
Well, let me get your address and everything, and then I can pick you up on Sunday.
Thank you. That'd be awesome.
Hey, Brother Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Bill.
You look tall as usual.
I got to be honest, man. I've been feeling pretty down, pretty depressed.
Oh, have you?
I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to sit at home and watch TV. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, I don't know
why either.
I think you need to interact, my friend. I tell you what, I just got a whole bunch of new latest movies, a bunch of food, a bunch of bacon. Come on over to my house.
Did I'll you cook say
up.
Bacon?
Yes, sir, I did.
Count
I'll cook
me
stuff up.
In.
All right, I'll give you a ride. Come on.
All right.
Lynette.
Oh,
it has been so long since I've seen you.
Hey, it's good to see you again.
I heard about your job, and let me just tell you, I have been there.
Oh,
I've lost a major job like that.
It just hit me out of the blue, and we've got so many bills and the car payment and the house, and I don't know if we can keep it or not. It's just, it's been really rough.
Oh, you have been so generous with so many people in the past that I just want to tell you, we're not gossiping about you, but some of us at church collected some money so to get you through this period of time, you know, hopefully keep you on your feet while you're looking for that new adventure.
That means a lot to me.
Hello? Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you been, man?
Hey, it's been a while.
Yeah, I've kind of started drinking again.
Sorry to hear it, man.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of time. I miss everybody at church. I just don't know how to quit this stuff.
Well, you know what? If you want to spend some time with me, you know, just let's go get a cup of coffee whenever you feel like it, you know?
That
just
sounds give me a really call. Good, man.
All right.
I still have your number.
Let's go, man.
All right.
All right.